Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to call Jason, his number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933, and he will answer your call and put you on the call screen, and then I can put you on the air right here from the farm in Missouri. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, America's only full-time correspondent in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, and how are you this morning?
Really well. Gwyneth, you know, it looks like it's unanimous that instructors at USA Prepares feel that we're going down and we're just not going to be able to fix it. I think it's 100% now, even though, you know, our mission is to slow the descent. And I don't think any of us or anyone else can fix it. The corruption is so big, it's gonna take a Rome, R-O-M-E, like event to end the collapse. The lies are so great. Even the Biden administration has lied so much. Nobody believes anything that comes from Jen Psaki, the White House press correspondent, you know, the gal who lies every day. Nobody believes her. Nobody believes Joe. Nobody believes the Senate, the Congress. Nobody believes any of those people. And they're all like trained liars that go to Washington to learn how to do it better. And because of that, because they lie, and because the GDP believes some of their lies, and we're outnumbered by the GDP, that we cannot fix this. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, currently I was watching a documentary just before I went to have my evening sleep, because, you know, I had a few hours sleep before the broadcast because I'm going at 3 a.m. time. But before I went to have my evening sleep this evening, I watched this documentary, and it was called A Social Dilemma. And it was something that I downloaded from YouTube. But it was originally a Netflix documentary, and it was about how social media, how 99.9% of people out there are completely manipulated by social media. And it had all the big tech executives on it, and they interviewed them, except, yes, they actually did even interview what's his face, the autistic guy from Facebook.
The autistic guy, the guy who looks like his mother dropped him on his face, that guy?
Yes.
You're talking about Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg, yes. Yeah, that's
right.
The one. They even briefly interviewed him. I don't know, he was only interviewed for like 30 seconds, so he must have been charged like, $500,000 at an interview or something. I don't know. But they had the other big tech executives, including the guy who invented virtual reality. And, you know, the Sean Parker, who's the other big wig at Facebook, and, you know, saying how, the guy who invented the light button in this town the other day, and none of them will let their children have anything to do with social media until they're 16. And the reason is because it bends people's realities. They don't know what the truth is anymore. Okay? And they don't know what the truth is anymore because they spend like 8 to 10 hours a day flipping through their phones. And what they get by doing that is, yeah, completely warped and manipulated version of reality. They can't tell the truth because they don't know what truth is anymore psychologically. And it's a very, it's actually a mind-bending documentary. But it's on YouTube, and I think that it ought to be homework. It's called A Social Dilemma. If you want to look it up on YouTube, but it's an hour and a half long, and by the time you're about 45 minutes in, I just have to stop it and take a break and just stare and do something else for a while because my mind was being blown by how things look from their end of the equation on social media. And me thinking, because I used to be on social media a lot more than I am now. But this is what is bending people's view on reality. And I didn't mention anything about this in the talking points that I sent earlier, did I, Vincent?
No.
And it was
really
interesting that you brought this up first thing off the bat, because that's exactly what I was thinking about, and that's exactly what I wanted to discuss as a priority. People have to get off social media, you know. These guys are writing books like cancel all your social media accounts now. That's the title of some of their books. Why you need to cancel all your social media accounts now. You know, and I haven't cancelled all of mine, but I'm mostly on Google and YouTube. I'm not using it anywhere near as much as I used to. And I'm very glad that I'm not. And I'm actually accomplishing a lot more on this one because I'm not spending, you know, hours and hours and hours a day doing useless stuff like flipping through my phone and my computer. You know, it's the biggest time waste ever. It's a life waster. And one thing that I considered as I was, you know, having a break and just switching off and going and doing something else and just thinking about what I've seen, was over the next few months, there's going to be a lot of hungry people out there. And they're going to be hungry people because they don't have gardens. They don't know how to grow food. And there's a lot of reasons why people don't know how to grow food and don't have a garden and don't have a chicken coop. But one of them, one of the big ones is too much time on their blooming phones. You know, at the end of the day, knowing, you know, flipping through your favorite social media account on your cell phone is going to starve you to death unless you stop now and do something about it and learn how to grow food. And, you know, earlier on today, I went out in the garden and I sowed a new crop, dug up a few square meters of ground, and I put in a new crop. And I went out to where I dug up, and I put in my new crop. And I was down on my hands and knees, looking at the soil from ground level, looking for the little seedlings to come up, because it was from an expired packet of seeds. and I wasn't sure if they even would come up. But I felt the greatest joy in my heart, because as I bent down and was looking at the ground with my head to the side, I noticed these tiny, tiny, tiny little seedlings about a millimeter tall. And they were amaranth seedlings. This is grain amaranth, which is not the commonest crop in the world, but grows natively in Mexico and Guatemala. They've been growing it for thousands of years. And it's a very easy crop to grow in a semi-arid climate. Grows like a weed, produces a large head of grain, and you can eat the greens as well. And I felt such a feeling of joy in my heart that it was absolutely delightful to me. I was in such a good mood after I'd noticed that these tiny little 1 millimeter high seedlings are popping their heads out of the soil. You can't get anything like that on social media. And I still have several thousand of these seeds. You know, I've planted maybe 500 of them out of 3,500 packets. So I've got about 3,000 left, but I didn't want to sow the whole thing and have none of them come up. So I sowed a small patch just to see if they would come up. And now that I've seen them come up, then I'll go out and I'll plant a whole bunch more. And I'll dig up some ground and I'll put in a really, really serious crop of it. You can't get that on social media. And, but amaranth will feed you. Amaranth is an amazing crop. And the people who live in Mexico and Guatemala, prior to the arrival of the white man, had no draft animals, except for alpacas and llamas. But they had no animals that could pull cow. Alpacas and llamas can't pull plow. I've had alpacas. They're not a plow animal. I don't have alpacas anymore. That's something that didn't succeed here. They are a crop that you can put in and feed yourself on and have a grain staple. If you, for whatever reason, cannot plow your ground, you can go out and you can dig up the ground by hand and you can sow the crop by hand, and, you know, a tiny, tiny amount of seed, because the seeds are so small, will produce an absolutely abundant crop. It grows like a weed, and it grows especially well if you live in a semi-arid, or if you're able to provide some irrigation, perhaps you might even be able to grow it in an arid climate. But this is you can't get that on social media. And these are the sorts of things. Growing a crop makes you honest. Being a farmer makes you honest. Because if you're not honest with yourself, all your farming ventures will be a failure. And learning how to be honest with yourself is the biggest step towards learning how to be honest with the whole world. Does that make sense to you?
I've got some comments from Yes, I've got some comments when we come back. And Gwyneth, let's ask Jason to reconnect with you. And
now,
see
with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfect your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And I want to play something for you that you might have heard in the past, but probably don't hear too often anymore. Listen very carefully, please. So what is that? That's the sound of a landline. So when you pick up the handset, I used to call it a receiver, but when you pick up the handset, that's the sound that you would hear. But do you hear that with a cell phone? I think with a cell phone, you just dial, and then you may hear it ringing, you may not hear it ringing after you place the call. So that's what I use. That's the sound I hear with every phone call I make. I pick up the receiver or the handset. It tells me that I have dial tone, which means I can then dial, and then I make the call. So that's the way it is around here at the farm. And that means that if I'm not next to the phone, I can't answer it. If I'm not near it and I don't hear it ringing, if I'm out on the tractor, you know, a mile away, I can't hear the phone ringing. And I don't have a portable phone. So I don't have a cell phone. Now, I used to have a cell phone. There was a time when you know, I was conned, like many people, into thinking that you had to have one. And, you know, what if you have an emergency with a vehicle or something like that? You always have that cell phone and you can place that call and maybe someone will show up and help you. Maybe not. But I don't have one. And the main reason is, several reasons. Electromagnetic radiation, that's one. You know, the microwaves that come from it, the brain cancer. The other reason is it's a tracking device. And I don't think it's the government's business or Verizon's business or T-Mobile or whatever the company is that provides the service. I don't think it's any of their business where I am. So no cell phone for me. Now, when I first got the cell phone, it was how did I ever live without it? And then I realized that people were calling me saying, "What are you doing?" Or, "Where are you?" You know, I would say, "Hello, where are you? Who is this? What are you doing? Who is this?" And it's none of your business what I'm doing or where I am. But that was one of the reasons. And then Dr. Sheely said it so well. He said he does not want to be on tap 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He doesn't want to be on tap. He wants to be out in his garden without the phone ringing in his pocket. I don't blame him. And frankly, I've had people call me over the years and say, "Don't you ever answer your phone?" And my response is, "Well, I answer the phone, you know, when I'm near the phone, but I can't answer it if I'm not near it. That's how it works. That's the way it used to work." But people have forgotten that not everybody carries a phone in his or her pocket. So Gwyneth suggested something great, and I'm absolutely on board with it. You can watch it on Netflix. You can get it from YouTube. It's called The Social Dilemma. The Social Dilemma. D-I-L-E-M-M-A. And it's available on Netflix. It's a film. I have watched it in the past. She's absolutely right. And if you watch the people who are part of the creation of this technocracy that we have, this overwhelming spy network, they don't want to use social media that they created. Okay? Just as I despise something that I was involved in the creation of, and that's press one, press two, you know, on your telephone to be connected to someone who doesn't know anything. You know, like the person at the big box store. You know, press one for plumbing, press two for lumber, press three for the electrical department. You press three, and you say, "Wow, that was pretty good. It was only like 3 minutes of waiting for you to get on, you know, answer the phone." So, do you have a four-way switch? Huh? A what? You know, a four-way switch. Huh? Hold on. Let me find someone who knows something more than I know. That's what it's like. So I despise that because I built one of the very first ones. I was on a lead on a team that built one of the first ones in the banking world in the mid-1980s. And I despise it. So just as the tech giants don't want their children to use social media, I despise press one, press two, because we've taken humans out of the equation. And why? Because the humans didn't want to show up for work on Fridays or Mondays. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a half million homes are without power in Massachusetts Wednesday morning as a nor'easter soaked the region with fierce winds and heavy flooding. The state's outage map shows 473,200 homes without power as of 8:20 a.m. local time. Wind gusts reach 97 miles an hour at the height of the storm, and although the winds are dying down, gusts are still reaching around 70 miles an hour on the Outer Cape early Wednesday. Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He's expected to face questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Republican members of the committee will likely focus on issues related to Hunter Biden, school boards, and critical race theory, while Democrats are likely to focus on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Which U.S. state has the lowest COVID-19 rate right now? Florida. In mid-August, Florida had the worst rate of infections and has completely turned that around. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
North Dakota Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong on Tuesday said the current energy crisis in America is self-induced and a direct result of President Biden's policies.
Make no mistake, this is self-induced, this is created by the Biden administration. And you can start from where we started. First day in office, they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline with our closest trading partner, our neighbor to the north, Canada. Then we move across the Atlantic Ocean and help Vladimir Putin and greenlight Nord Stream. We pass regulations that make it absolutely hostile to develop minerals on federal lands. Then the Biden administration begs OPEC to open the pumps back up. It's no secret why this is happening. And this is before we pass one single thing in this $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. North Dakota is an energy powerhouse. We've got notice from our two utilities that people are going to pay upwards of $150 to $200 more for their energy costs this winter. When you say you're not taxing anybody who makes under $400,000, people who are paying $200 more to heat their home in North Dakota in the winter will disagree with you. You have to be uniquely incompetent. This is bad for consumers, it's bad for domestic energy producers, and it's bad for American workers. We are creating a policy that makes energy more expensive and puts us in a bad competition state on the world stage.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth was live in Australia. And so she recommended, and I endorsed, the homework called A Social Dilemma. It's available on Netflix. It's available on YouTube. And I think you should watch it with your whole family. And then talk about dumping your cell phone, dumping Facebook, dumping Twitter, dumping all of this, these dopamine hits that have you addicted to checking your phone 100 times a day. Literally. So you can walk away. You literally can walk away. I have. So if I can do it, you can do it. Now, I used to have a Facebook account. And I used to have a website that I maintained. And it was in the top, 1 million websites, which, you may think, a million, that's nothing. That's a real, that's a very popular website if you have, and you're in the top 1 million websites. And I used to maintain that, and I thought it was important to do it. The heck with it. It's not important. People would bash me, and these internet freaks that have nothing better to do than bash people. So I said, the heck with it. So it's sitting there. It's doing nothing. It's not updated. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to update USAPrepares.com. And the other thing is Facebook. I had Facebook, and I would update Facebook every day. Who's going to be on the air with us? What we're going to teach? Those kinds of things. The heck with it. I'm not going to feed Zuckerberg with intel of what we're doing. He can do it. Figure it out the hard way. So, and gardens. My grandparents had gardens. They canned tomatoes. They canned peppers. They grew corn. They grew squash. They raised chickens. Why'd they do that? Because they came through the first Great Depression, and food, everything was scarce. Everything was scarce. So if you wanted to survive, that's what you did. But then the next generation, which would be my parents, didn't really have to have a garden, because then that was the advent of the supermarket. And you could go there and you could buy everything you wanted, if you had the money. Well, today it looks like we're back to scarcity again. So Gwyneth is 100% absolutely correct. If you want to survive, you're going to have to grow your own food. At least Gwyneth and I and some of the other instructors agree with that. And that's why we have USA Prepares, and that's why we all volunteer to teach you what we think is happening, teach you what we know, and teach you what we've learned, so you don't have to do it the hard way. So you don't have to get bruised the way we've gotten bruised. So why is it that so few people do what we do? Yesterday I was muddy. Why was I muddy? Because I was moving dirt, picking up rocks, burying a hydrant in the ground, below the frost line. I was dirty doing that, with mud. Is that fun, or is it more fun to watch your virtual reality? And by the way, during the next break, I think I'm going to get a virtual cup of coffee. It's easier. I can just push the button. I don't even have to drink it. I can just think I did. So we have become virtual reality. It's ridiculous. I met a guy, Gwyneth, who was selling computer equipment, used computer equipment. And he greets his customers. He's wearing flip-flops. He's wearing shorts. It's chilly out. And he's got his flip-flops on. And he talks to his customers with his cell phone. He says, I'll meet you at 1 o'clock. And then he calls and says, tell you what, that one's not good. How about 4 o'clock? And then at 2 o'clock, he says, I'll tell you what, 4 o'clock's not good. How about maybe 5 o'clock? And what I'm saying is this handiness of technology makes people or induces them not to plan. So what if you were going and, driving in your car an hour to pick up some used computer parts, and this guy says, I'll meet you at a specific time, and then you have a cell phone, and he has a cell phone, and he says, I'll tell you what, no, that's not good. That's not good. And but I'm on my way. I'm halfway there. Yeah, but it's not good. I can't meet you then. That's what we have become, a nation of people who don't honor their commitments. And this is all induced in my world by, in my way of thinking, by this technology. Gwyneth, have you experienced things like this? Where, you have a doctor's appointment at 1 o'clock on the 14th, and you know about it, and you have a little card that says 1 o'clock on the 14th, and you go home, and then a couple days before 1 o'clock, before the 14th, your phone rings, and they go, hey, yo, just remember, you got an appointment, on the 14th at 1 o'clock. And that's because we can't even remember a doctor's appointment or a dentist's appointment. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. If I have an appointment, then, it seems to be a part of their protocol that they contact you the day before and they say, oh, remember, you've got an appointment. And I say, yeah, I know. But the thing is, if I had a computer guy, And, you know, he was coming to fix my computer. Probably that wouldn't happen because both of my sons could pretty well build computers. So if I needed somebody to help me out with a computer setup, I'd probably get one of my sons to come and help me. But if I needed somebody from, or I could actually pretty well set it up myself, most things. But the thing is that if I saw a guy who was a computer guy and he said, and I had agreed to meet him at one, that means that I would be leaving my farm at 11. Because I've got to drive 50 miles to get into town to meet him. And so, you know, this is it. And if it was somebody else driving me, which it probably would be, then, you know, I might get away with, I'd probably still ask him to be there at 11. But if he was there, you know, he could probably arrive at 12 and us still be there at 1. But I don't like to cut myself too fine. And I don't like to sort of, I like to have a bit more time when I'm driving myself in case something goes wrong. So I usually have I usually budget double the amount of time to get there than what I think it's going to take. You know, so that's just me. But if he, like, at 11:30, called me up on the phone and said, hey, 1 o'clock's no good, how about 3? I'd say, no. How about we don't meet? You know? If I did meet him and he was in flip-flops and had blue hair, I would look him up and down, and I would have a very discriminating view of him. You know, I know that discrimination is not popular, but it used to be considered to be a good thing. And I would look at him, and I would look him up and down, and I would not really be sure if I wanted to trust him with my computer equipment. You know, that said, I know a lot of sort of technical people, they're not normal. They're not like normal people. They live their lives in the digital world, and sometimes that means that they're not really too good at living in the real world, but they've forgotten how to live in the real world. Even that Social Dilemma film, I'm looking at the people, all different people that they're interviewing, who are all these big tech executives. You've got blank-faced Mark Zuckerberg, who literally looks like he's some, you know, wooden mannequin. That's the only, you know, a wooden sort of puppet doll. That's what he looks like. You know, he looks like a cyborg. And then you had the guy who invented the VR technology, and he's got like 4 foot long dreadlocks, and he weighs about, you know, 200 pounds. And now, you know, I'm thinking, what? And then you had some other girl. I'm not sure if, you know, I'm not sure how I should gender this thing, but had blue hair. And you, having watched the documentary, you'd be familiar with all these people. But, you know, I don't trust people with blue hair. I'm not likely.
Okay.
If you've got blue hair and you show up for a task, I'm not likely to want to hire you. Because you've got blue hair.
Okay, how about this? The gal who was the armorer of the Western that Alec Baldwin was in when he shot his cinematographer and wounded the person behind the cinematographer. He killed her. The gal who was the armorer has yellow hair. Now, I'm not talking about blonde. I'm talking about yellow, an unnatural hair color for a person, combined with purple hair. So part yellow, part purple, some of it's her natural color, and some of it's buzzed into a checkerboard. So it's a carved out part of the scalp, of the hair, that's a checkerboard, sort of like a checkerboard. Some of it's purple, some of it's natural color, some of it's yellow. And this gal is the armorer, the one who's responsible for making sure that what they call a prop gun is not loaded with live ammunition. And that's another thing. You know, a prop is a fake. A prop is a replica. A prop is not a real thing. So a prop, if you're going to have a movie prop, and it's a building, the building may be just one side held up on the back by diagonal supports that hold the side of a wall, if you will. Just one wall. Not four walls, not a roof, just one wall that's made to look like it's a building. And they don't show a camera view behind so you can see it's just a wall being held up by diagonal supports that are anchored to the ground. That's a prop. A gun that's a prop is a replica of a handgun, revolver, rifle, pistol, shotgun, those kinds of things. It'd be a replica, a non-firing version. Okay, what was used in to kill the cinematographer when Alec Baldwin squeezed the trigger was a real gun, a real revolver, with a real fully loaded cartridge. Now sometimes they have blanks, but they weren't using a replica. They were using the real deal, carelessly. And so when you talk about blue hair, purple hair, yellow hair, all these unnatural color hairs like orange, I'm not talking about being a redhead. I'm talking about orange, like the color of the fruit. These people, they telegraph to me visually that they're an idiot, that I can't trust them, that they are just beyond being trusted. That's what it telegraphs to me. And guess what? That's what happened on the movie set of Rust. And Alec Baldwin saying, I didn't know the gun was loaded. How could he not know that? They're all culpable.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, did you say 99.9% of people are manipulated by social media? Is that what it said? Because
I think that was my figure, but that's a guess. Okay. It's probably higher. I would say, you know, there might be 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 1,000,000 people that's not manipulated by social media.
Well, I find that number fascinating. The 99.9% number, you know, as a minimum. The reason I say that is I used to think there were about. People would say, well, what percent of the people do you think, Vin, what percent do you think are preparing? And I'd say, maybe 10%. And then years later, what percent? And I'd say, well, maybe 5%. And then 2%. And then 1%. And my number now is 0.1%, which is 99.9.
99.9. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going down. It really, really is. And the ironic thing is that, you know, there's so many businesses out there that their sole reason to exist is to help you prepare. But, you know, and that if somebody wants to have a, you know, a storable food business, then all the best to them, and I wish them well. But I've said it before on this show, and I've said it again, unless you are making food at home, you're not preparing because the supply chain's going away and you're going to have to figure out how to feed you and yours without the supply chain. And even if you had 10 years supply of baked beans stashed away in your basement, that's a lot of baked beans and not much else for one thing. I don't think anyone, but you know what I mean. It's going, if you have no more food production and the caprola hits the propeller, then what is going to happen is you're going to eat the last can of beans and there's going to be no more cans of beans and you've just pushed your starvation out into the future. You haven't done anything to stop it, really. You know, this is it. It's what's the point of that? And there's another film, and it's a Japanese anime, okay? And it's I don't know if it's a true story or not that's told in this film, but it happens to be by one of my favorite artists of the whole 20th and 21st century, and his name is called Hayao Miyazaki. And anyone who's into anime or manga will instantly recognize that name. He has a film studio called Studio Ghibli, and he's really quite brilliant. And he's an artist, and his animations are just beautiful. One of his early ones, I forget the name of the film, but he did a film which was not translated into English, so it had subtitles. And it was obviously for the domestic Japanese market. But it was about a boy, and his father was a soldier during World War II and was fighting the Americans. And, you know, his mother died, and then it was just him and his little sister. And they had to, they were sent off to live with his aunt, and then his aunt began being cruel to him, and then his aunt kicked him out, and they had to make do as best they could, being homeless in Japan during World War II. And they starved. And it was brutal. And apparently this happened to a lot of people in Japan immediately after World War II. There were people were starving to death by the side of the road in Japan immediately after World War II because the entire country was utterly devastated. And that's not often a story that gets told in the West, and this story was not done for a Western audience. It was done for a domestic Japanese audience, and that is a example of controller hitting propeller for that boy. And I don't know if that boy was a real boy or if it was just a work of fiction that was, you know, put together to show what happened to a lot of people after World War II in Japan. But this is it. It's a very serious topic.
But so, like 11 years ago or so, even before that, I was trying to get some family members through marriage, relatives through marriage, to prepare. And one of the responses that I got was, look, if it really gets as bad as you say it is, Vinny, we'll just go out to eat. Okay? We'll just go out to eat. I'm serious. Okay?
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. And it's like... The restaurants have an infinite supply. They don't have any more than we do. Probably less. Gwyneth and I'll be right back, and I'll just have a quick update about plastic in food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.